Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Low attendance in training camp on day one. Why don't people go to training camp like they used to? We'll get to that at 11 o'clock on Grant and Danny. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch will join us. Let's start, though, as far as training camp goes, with what stood out to you yesterday from the coverage that came out of Richmond. What were you monitoring? What did you care the most about? We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. We are taking your calls. And if you missed the first few minutes of the show, I should remind you that we are at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, that we will be joined today by Max Scherzer on site, Anthony Rendon as well, and even Matt Wieters, catcher here in Washington. Nice. Has done a very nice job handling this pitching staff. But Danny, day one of camp yesterday, you cared the most about what?
Josh Doctson, and this is going to be true every day. We're going to ask versions of this question throughout training camp. Every route that he runs, every pass that he catches, every route that he doesn't run, every pass that he doesn't catch, every drill he sits in or out of. I am so fascinated with Josh Doctson, again, because of what it represents for the organization. Yesterday, you had multiple guys just, you know, not talking to each other necessarily, observing, watching Josh Doctson go about his business, and the word impressive keeps coming up. Our own Craig Hoffman, who's going to cover the Redskins and training camp for us here at 106.7 The Fan, said, I believe the quote was, Doctson is going to be a problem for some people. Not in a bad way, meaning in a good way, for the Washington Redskins and their fans. If he's healthy, if he's able to do the things that the previous regime and Scott McCoon and company thinks he's going to be able to do, it's a huge gamble that paid off for the Washington Redskins. That, to me, is the story of the Washington Redskins training camp.
Thing I cared the most about yesterday was the praise being heaped on the defense, not for performance, because I really don't care how a team looks in the first couple practices at training camp. Heck, I don't care how a team looks in the last practice at training camp, as long as you're not committing a bunch of fouls and errors when officials are throwing flags on you. What I do care about, though, is the narrative that this defense is more loaded than it's been over the years. Mike Jones has covered the team for 8 years. We started on the beat together, and he's still covering this team. And he said yesterday, this is the most competitive defensive roster he's seen the Redskins field in his time covering Washington.
Now, two things. One, it's kind of a dubious honor because there hasn't been a lot of competition here. But also, it does speak to an increased rising of the tide in terms of talent level.
Yes, and I think that that's more important. They've had some pedestrian defenses in that time. They've never been great, but they drafted a down defensive lineman for the first time in the 2000s in Jonathan Allen, who's going to stay up front and get to the quarterback. They signed Stacy McGee and Terrell McClain. I think come week one against Philadelphia, your starting defense is Allen at left end, McGee at nose, McClain at right end. But Ziggy Hood had a decent season last year. Matt Ioannidis was a fifth round pick going into year two. Phil Taylor had a successful beginning of his career before he fell out of favor at one point. AJ Francis has been on New England and on Miami over the last couple years, is an NFL caliber player in my opinion. I think Anthony Lanier on the defensive line is a well-kept secret. All those guys competing not just for starting spot, but for a job.
Yeah.
That's a lot of competition at a position where you were not good last year. In the linebacking core, Mason Foster, Will Compton, Zach Brown inside for two jobs. That's the best trio of linebackers you've had in some time. At the outside linebacking spot, Kerrigan is a Pro Bowler every single year. Preston Smith, second rounder. Trent Murphy, second rounder. Ryan Anderson, second rounder. One of those guys probably starting opposite Kerrigan as the Robin to his Batman. And then you've got a healthy Junior Gallette, finally. Best outside linebacking depth you've had in some time. Now, are any of those guys going to be really good next to Kerrigan? I don't know, but you have a chance with competition to create success. And then in the secondary, Swearinger, Cravens, now at safety, better duo than you've had in some time there. Is Breland going to be as bad as he was last year? Is Kendall Fuller going to be as awful as he was last season? Fabian Moreau is a guy that, if he's healthy, was supposedly worthy of drafting two rounds before they got him in round three. That's a lot of defensive competition to like. So that is my storyline. They have more talent on that side of the ball than they have under Jay Gruden at any point.
And it's how it needs to look, by the way. They need to keep adding to that and not rest on
the laurels. Oh, yeah, they're not set there.
So, but if on paper, now this is barring injury, of course, and God forbid something happens here, but I think there's less Cullen Jenkins in week three for this group for the first time at some time. Remember, this has been the typical for them where you go, you look at this group and they kind of go, I don't know. And then late in training camp, somebody gets added. Or 2 weeks into the season, someone gets a non-guaranteed deal or whatever it is. A guy that was off the scrap heap and Ricky Jean-Francois becomes an instrumental player for a couple of years. This, at least in theory, you've got enough bodies where you have some good competition in-house.
Just look at a year ago to now. You mentioned Cullen Jenkins, who's obviously not on the roster. He was re-signed after week one when they could get out of paying him some extra money to come back here and play a lot. Kedrick Olsen, who I really like.
Great dude.
For all I know, I mean, he's still hanging around D.C. He should come in and hang out with us every couple of days if he doesn't get a gig in the National Football League. But that's a guy who started in week one last year before he got hurt. I mean, he's been on this team, but other than D'Angelo Hall, longer than anybody else. And for the first time, they said, I think we're okay. We don't need to bring you to training camp. You look at the defensive line position in Ziggy Hood. Last year, he was in line to potentially start. This year, if all goes well, he is a safety valve and an extra piece. They are deeper there. That is important because it is a critical area for a defense that wants to be better. Let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. So many storylines coming out of day one of training camp. If you guys are like us, you were sitting at your computer yesterday just waiting for tweets. You were reading every story that everybody was writing in Richmond yesterday at training camp to get the latest on this team. What were you monitoring most? If you're setting, you know, a name that you're searching for information on or a theme from camp, what is it? That is our question. Zach is in Woodbridge on line one. Zach, thanks for the call. It's Grant and Danny.
Zachary.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about the home run that happened in yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, not about football. I've been a fan of this team since 2005, still have the hanging up in my room. And I have never seen an offensive performance like this. It was incredible. And the only thing I can compare it to is the game against the Mets they had earlier this year that I was actually at, where they scored 23 runs.
23-run game. Thanks for the call. Anthony Rendon in that game homered three times. The only thing that probably made that one more special, it looked like the Nats were ticketed for 23 yesterday because one of the things lost amid the seven home runs, the eight total, and what they accomplished was the fact that they scored most of those runs. They had their total 15 in the early innings. I mean, they basically had several innings after that to add to their lead and didn't, but it looked like they could get to 23 early on.
So that Mets game was the Anthony Rendon game where he had a ball off the, you know, 89% up the right center field wall, which would have been a four-homer game and a 6-for-6 performance. That was basically what kickstarted Anthony Rendon's season. He had a month on a weekend afternoon. It was incredible. That was a remarkable game. This as a team feat where guys are passing the baton to each other, you get a homer, you get a homer, you get a homer, Oprah Winfrey audience style, I've never seen that. I've seen guys have great games. I saw a four-homer game back in the day. Mark Whitten hit four homers. I've seen Jags do it. I've seen studs do it, whatever. I've never seen that where teammates are just passing it off to each other. Nobody gets to do that in Major League Baseball. That was incredible.
Speaking of Jags, we are spoiled here in Washington, D.C. with Dave Jagler, who is outstanding.
Indeed,
calling
sir.
These games with Charlie Slows, who's also very good. But he was perfect yesterday, and we played the highlights a few moments ago. The perfect amount of description in the call, but laying out for the moment. He allowed the crowd and the moment to kind of tell the story. You don't have to have a four-minute home run call after something significant and important. And Dave Jagler was outstanding in that moment.
Agreed.
Yesterday.
Agreed.
800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to chime in on training camp, we would love to hear from you on the storyline you cared the most about yesterday. For me, it's the improved talent and the overall competition beginning on defense. For you, you went to the other side of the ball.
Josh Doctson for me. That is the story for the Washington Redskins this year. Not only because of the player, first-round pick from last year, stepping in the shoes of a couple guaranteed studs, but also the front office's gamble, the moves that they made. This is a, hey, do the Redskins' current brass know better than the previous regime?
Grant and Danny from the Nats Youth Baseball Academy and the annual player visit day. Scherzer, Rendon, both going to join us later right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.